From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. Singing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bees humming and I know the days are coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here again.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The European Union says it will act after President Trump imposed 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to the United States. The European Commission's executive vice president called it economically counterproductive, but the president said Monday,
"It's time for our great industries to come back to America. I want them back to America."
He also demanded Hamas release all hostages by the weekend, saying he was speaking for himself, not Israel. The Trump administration and Elon Musk continue to clash with judges who hamper their plans to shrink the size of the federal government. One federal judge extended the hold on the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers. The Justice Department's ordered federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it inhibits him from helping the administration crack down on illegal immigration. And Vice President J.D. Vance at an AI summit criticized excessive AI regulation. This is ABC News. Check your cupboards for some potentially tainted tuna. Canned tuna sold under several labels, including Trader Joe's, Van Camp's, and Genova, all being recalled after problems showed up with the seals on the cans. There are concerns that it could lead to food poisoning. The latest art exhibit at the Denver airport may look a little familiar.
If you're flying through Denver International Airport, take some time to view the latest art installation, a colorful sculpture using a universal travel staple known around the world, luggage. The art exhibit is titled "It's Not What You Take, It's What You Bring Back," and features 183 pieces of upcycled luggage painted in bright primary colors hung from the ceiling. The artist, Thomas Evans, known as Detour, specializes in large-scale public art. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
A Super Bowl record as new numbers now show an average of 126 million people across the U.S. watch Sunday's game. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
With Progressive Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. The state Supreme Court race is getting expensive. January campaign finance reports show the campaign of Dane County Judge Susan Crawford raised $2.8 million, while Waukesha County Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel's campaign raised $2 million. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024, according to the National Climate Summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison. This past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895, with a statewide average temperature of 47.6 degrees. That surpasses the previous record of 47.4 degrees in 2012. And the Milwaukee Brewers will honor beloved broadcaster Bob Uecker all season. Team announced Monday players will be wearing a special patch to honor the longtime announcer. Uecker died last month at the age of 90 after spending 54 years announcing for the team. Tad Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Not all soils are created equal. To a farmer, that's nothing new. Different parts of your field yield differently. Advertising shares a lot of similarities. There are more choices than ever about where to put your advertising dollars. A recent survey shows farmers rely on radio for their ag news almost 5 times as much as social media. To use another metaphor, farm radio is the best soil for planting those seeds of advertising. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to around 5 above for a high. The wind northwest at only 5, but that'll keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight down to 2 below. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with light snow and a high right around 10. Turn your bathroom into the one you've always dreamed of for only $99 a month interest free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 3 below.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Looking at you through a misty moonlight, Katie did sing like a symphony. Horse swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through a willow tree.
Real
chill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying, that's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same that measure every day? The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. Been in. Quit this work and worry, looking back where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. If we had an hourglass to watch each one go by, or a bell to mark each one to pass, we'd see just how they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold? Or would we never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old? And do we just keep killing time until there's no time to kill? No time to kill, even I said it probably always will. But I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been. With this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill, even I said it probably always will. I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been in. With this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. No time to kill.
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. I'm walking away, a winner.
walking away, a winner. Walking away from a losing game. With my pride intact in mind, leaning back, I can say, I know where I'm going, and I know I'll be alright. I'm walking away, a winner. Walking back into my
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kathy Matea, walking away a winner here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. We have our ag weather forecast this hour in our newsmakers segment. We'll be talking with Eric Snodgrass, meteorologist. Had a chance to talk with him during the Corn Soy Expo. Get an outlook on spring and summer as well. That's coming up this hour. Reminder, the Western Wisconsin Beef Producers and Wisconsin Beef Council and UW Extension are hosting a workshop for beef producers on Saturday. Now, the workshop will include an update from the Wisconsin Beef Council by Tammy Vassen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Also, discussion of herd performance and goals for commercial beef cow-calf operations with UW-Madison Extension Educator Kim Kester as well, and a whole lot more. There'll also be one beef quality assurance workshop as well. Now, the workshop will be held at the venue. That's on Black River Street in Sparta. That's this Saturday, the 15th, starting at 2:30. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Beef Council. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Producer Tuesday, we hear from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, as we look at a new administration, a new year, and what the dairy industry is up to.
It's been pretty wild, and I hope everyone's properly buckled in, because I think it stays that way. So much rides on future trade policy that retaliatory tariffs, if they happen, are bearish, and if they do not happen, negotiations are successful. That is, I think, a little bit bullish, kind of across the board for the next 3 months. And I think dairy, the outlook to us is very positive, almost in any scenario. So that's the good news. But it's going to be day-to-day. Headlines are going to drive price action. Let's not lose sight of the most important things. I mean, I wouldn't chase the daily news, whether you're a producer or an end user. I'd be very careful doing that, but stay rooted in fundamentals. And as always, that is weather, supply, and demand. So the idea for tariffs is that over time, that would decrease demand, maybe globally, in the U.S. probably, but that will take time to develop, and there's no change in policies today. So we've just got to take it one day at a time. But the real theme, I think, in the dairy markets is there are not a lot of cows in any livestock industry. And that was confirmed by the USDA last week. So that will continue to support things. Production challenges will continue. It's kind of Groundhog's Day for a third year. It's really hard to be bearish of dairy just because I think production will be challenged again globally. So we are here to help. Our big kind of four big themes: the beef cow herd contracted again as of January 1st. I think on the margin, beef crosses will be a feature. We kind of need those beef crosses, to be honest, in the beef market. So on the margin, that will cap dairy herd growth. We already don't have a lot of dairy cows. And of course, we've had disruptions to milk yields. Supply is an issue, and it's a concerning issue for milk globally. That gives us some support.
Comments from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, from a recent PDP dairy signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org.
Snapshot of the market today is U.S. cheese is still very, very competitive in the global market, so it's pretty simple to us. The U.S. will struggle to build cheddar supplies because we'll be exporting so much of it. And even thinking about tariffs, you know, there's a 15% discount in the U.S. cheddar market compared to New Zealand. And so that works to offset a lot of potential tariffs. So I'm not sure where people, importers, will get cheddar, even if tariffs are in place. It's unknowable. You know, only Trump knows how this thing shakes out. And maybe he doesn't even. You know, who is willing to play ball or not? Is China? Is the U.S.? I mean, all this is going to be very, very fluid. And it is a big deal. It's just hard to kind of put a stake in the ground to say that U.S. trade grows or shrinks because of this. We'll just kind of take this day by day and week by week. Snapshot of the market, though. Yeah, it's kind of status quo. Everything looks pretty good. The national average all milk price in December was $23.30, kind of shrinking a little bit, but still very elevated. And we still see this premium in the cash market relative to Class 3. And I think that's partially because the Class 3 market's been very volatile. And, you know, to some extent, has kind of digested supply and demand incorrectly. Yeah, there's still this pretty incredible demand for fat. So I think that explains the premium in cash milk prices versus, you know, at least the Board of Trade Class 3. And that probably continues. So whatever you see in the Class 3 market, you know, add $2 or $4 a hundred weight, and that will be kind of your milk check. So everything looks good. I think that that continues. I mean, we, as best we can tell, we're going to see cash milk between 22.5, 24 for the next 6 months. That's what we kind of want to dial in into our P&Ls and balance sheets and things. But the real big story, and again, a lot of this is unchanged, you know, global milk production challenges, uncertainty in feed marks. But what has changed since the last signal that we were on was, you know, just confirmation that this trend in live cattle and feeder cattle and beef prices will continue for another 6 months, 12 months, maybe 18 months. So it's been pretty clear, but that is just because, you know, there's been no real demand rationing of beef. I think people eating beef today are going to be the ones eating it no matter what price. And we're kind of starting to see the world market catch up to this. You know, we were just in Brazil last week, and I think the global beef outlook is pretty positive for at least the kind of medium term.
And those are comments from Ben Buckner, Chief Grains and Dairy Analyst at Ag Resource, from a recent PDP dairy signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.com. And clicking on the dairy signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Go going out of my mind these days. Like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107 WRDN. Diamond Rio, beautiful mess here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 5 below in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're all steady. March at 1969, April 1947, May 1944, June 1875. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up 3.5 to 181.5. 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 190 and a quarter. 4 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 238, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 132.5, no trades. Dry whey steady at 58.75 and no trades on the day. It was a mixed day yesterday for the livestock complex. Now for cattle, it was a pleasing day as the contracts were well supported through Monday's close. But the lean hog complex traded anxiously as traders weren't willing to take on the market's resistance at 92. No new show lists appear to be higher in all major feeding areas this week as well. Now there is some still resistance pressure, but we'll see for the markets today. Could be a little bit mixed in some of those live and feeder cattle markets and mixed as well in hogs. February live cattle will open the day at 201.87, April 198.12, June 193.20. March feeder cattle open at 268.12, April 267.77, May at 266.32. February hogs open at 87.70, April 91-62, May 95-70. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn slightly higher, soybeans moving higher, wheat also moving mostly higher. Now, a lot of this is ahead of the February WASD report, a lot of positioning ahead of that report. The trade, though, is still watching that South American weather, also the strength in the dollar, and also the tariff issue, as some of those new tariffs going into effect on steel and aluminum, that could result in retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. March corn up 1.5 this morning at 493, May up 1.25 to 505.75, July up 0.75 to 508.25, new crop up 0.5 to 471.75. March and May beans both up 4.5, March at 1054, May at 1070, July up 4.25 to 1084.75, while new crop up 2.75 to 1060.25. March soybean meal up $1.80 to 302.30, while March soybean oil up 4 cents to 45.77. Chicago wheat, March and May both up 4.25, March at 583.75, May 596.75. Minneapolis wheat, March and May both up 4, March at 629.25, May 640.25. Energy markets are moving mostly higher this morning. March and April crude oil both up $1.06, March at 73.38, April at 73.07. Meanwhile, March and April gas both up 3 cents, March at 213, April at 236. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and March corn 437, April 445, and new crop at 411. Cash beans 964, March 969, April 985, new crop 967. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 444.5, March 449.5, April 462.5, new crop 421.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 459, April 466, new crop at 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 436, new crop 420, cash beans 969, new crop 981. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 441, new crop 421, cash beans 964, new crop 967. Red Wing Grains, March corn 464, April 473, May 475, new crop 432. Meanwhile, March beans at 1004, April 1017, May 1019, and new crop 999. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 438, March 438, new crop 414, cash beans 973, March 977, new crop 985. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 196 to 219, Holstein fed cattle 164 to 188, market cows 112 to 133, bulls 138 to 167, calves 450 to 1015, beef steers 217 to 370, and Holstein steers 137 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 145 and down, light lambs 240 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 250 and down, bucks 180 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or Nature's Appetite, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high-quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game-changing medications, all 100% online with Zeldy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zeldy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Station wagon, trying to keep the muffler from dragging. Sometimes it all seems so defeating as I'm hustling to make it to the Cub Scout meeting. Ooh, I dream about Mexico, where all the pretty people go. But we're on a budget that just won't budge. Not much money, but a whole lot of love. Living that domestic life, happy children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? See me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard. Seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right with me. Our neighbor's names are Fred and Ruth. He wears a lot of leisure suits. She sells Avon and Tupperware too. We're always ducking all the bull they shoot. I'll never be president, and we never seem to save a cent. But things are looking better every day. Hell, I'm sergeant at arms of the PTA. Living that domestic life, happy children and a pretty wife. Our Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? See me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard. But it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right with me. Cocker Spaniel's always having puppies. How could anybody be so lucky? They see me mowing my domestic yard. Lord, I owe my soul to MasterCard. But it seems to suit me to a T. That domestic life's all right.
As I sit here surrounded by people and lights, alone with my drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you
This is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket half back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. As time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. You might be hundreds or more miles away, might be just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes that I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. And you'll feel the passion as time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
This town ain't big, this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs. Call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name?
up on what's his name. And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up. And this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West. With no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish and all the rest. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pit as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we're at the Corn Soybean Expo. And thank you to our expo sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabas Silo, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, and Compere Financial. Joining us right now is Eric Snodgrass. He's a meteorologist. He's like staff meteorologist Corey Hartman and Mace Michaels. He may even know those two. But Eric was here at the Corn Soybean Expo, and he was talking about our weather patterns, and a pretty fascinating discussion that he had with everyone. And Eric, I guess, instead of looking back, I'm not going to worry about that. Everybody wants to know, all right, what's going to happen this summer? Drought or flood?
I would tell you that I think spring might be tight. Okay, now that's an easy forecast to make in Wisconsin and surrounding states, simply because you look historically, we typically have tight springs anyway. We tend to hang on to cool weather a little bit too long, and so I just think this year's weather pattern is going to do that. What I'm worried about is west of the Mississippi. I think we need to be keeping a close eye on some of the weather patterns that have created some massive deficits in parts of the southwest U.S. and even at times in the plains. I mean, I know we're not going to look back too far, but we've not had much snow across the northern tier of the U.S., and fall's drought still lingering and really terrible subsurface soil moisture problems. So I think we might be watching a situation where drought and heat pushes from the west toward us. And the question is, does it get here? And does it get here in time to cause an issue? And so that was the risk today. And I gave out a number. I said, there's a 60% chance that the central U.S. deals with adverse weather on the hot, dry side of things based on what we know today. And I think until that narrative is broken, or if I have overwhelming evidence to the contrary, I got to keep telling folks about it.
Now, you also, though, towards the end, you were talking about basically the ocean high pressures, yeah, and in the Pacific and in the Bermuda, yeah, and then the warm weather or the warm water up by Alaska. Yeah. But all of that can change, and you're like, you really need to talk to me in June, not right. That's now, because right. You basically said, I don't know.
That's right. You know, so because of the speed at which the atmosphere and ocean can change, the pattern we're in right now, it may persist all the way through spring and early summer, but you know as well as I do, it can change on a heartbeat. So the reality is that when we fully build into a summer pattern, which happens in mid-June, we will then know if the atmosphere is going to keep its momentum or if it's going to lose it. And if it loses it, a bunch of cold water upwells in the Gulf of Alaska. And that is the visual test that tells you that the atmosphere is having problems getting the flow to go across the country. And if it doesn't go across the country, the Bermuda High, which typically sits on the eastern side of the U.S., it drifts. It goes off to Africa or to Europe. And when it moves, we've now lost the pump of moisture. The airflow becomes stagnant. High pressure builds in, and high pressure begets high pressure, which means drought begets drought. And you just get into this vicious cycle. We saw it in spring of 2023. We saw it in fall of 2024. I just think there's a couple of indicators that may make it summer of 2025. But there's no guarantee, like you said, and we won't really have the real handle on where the atmosphere is going to possibly do this until June. And even at that point, you know how it works. You could get a terrible, terrible forecast, but you catch that one storm and it saves the day. And that's always the case. So we'll just have to watch it from now until then. But I'll have a lot on my plate until we get into June.
Talking with Eric Snodgrass this morning. He's a meteorologist, and he was at the Corn Soy Expo. Now, one of the other things you talked about, because I talk about it all the time on air, you know, El Nino, yeah. La Nina, what's La Nina going to do for summer? And you're like, don't worry about it. Who cares? Because of that warm water in Alaska.
Yeah, so La Nina and El Nino are huge events in winter. So remember last winter? You probably don't. We didn't have one. And that was because it was a big El Nino winter. The jet stream just flooded the United States with mild air. This year, we have a La Nina. It's a weak, highly variable, only North Pacific component of the jet. So we've tapped into Arctic air on repeat in January, and it's all coming back. It's all coming back right now for the next 2 weeks. Brutally cold air coming back into the northern plains and upper Midwest of the U.S.
So, you know, thanks for nothing, pal.
I know. I there's not a whole lot of people here today that were pretty excited to hear that, but... You know, the reality of it is that La Nina and El Nino, major factors of winter weather. You come summer, the correlation coefficient with that, a La Nina or an El Nino with your summer temperature and precipitation, is like 0.2 to 0.25. The Gulf of Alaska can get as high as 0.6. So that's why we watch that other part of the ocean in summer.
Talking with Eric Snodgrass this morning. Okay, so farmers that are hearing us going, well, gee, thanks. You basically told me a whole lot of I don't know.
That's right.
And so now what should they be doing as they get ready for spring planting here, trying to plan all this out?
Okay, first thing is do not change your marketing plan based on what I just said, right? This is just to convey the uncertainty that I have. Again, it's there. It's speculative. I'm just telling you there's a couple boxes getting checked. The second thing is because of partnerships I have with Wisconsin Corn and Soy, I'm able to build a completely free website. Every day you can go there and check in on all the things I'm talking about. It's just ag-wx.com. That's like ag weather, ag-wx.com. Completely free. You can go there and use it, and it'll just keep folks informed on what we think is going to happen so that by the time you get into that point of the year where you need to make a decision on weather, you've got the information.
Eric Snodgrass with AgWX.com. Check out that website. We're at Corn Soy Expo. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Cold temperatures will be the rule for the rest of the week in our ag weather forecast. Now, some light snow is likely Wednesday across the region as a weak upper-level disturbance continues to move through the region. Doesn't look like, though, we'll see a lot of snow with that. Now, temperatures will briefly warm back to normal for Friday as southerly flow develops on the backside of a departing high pressure, but Arctic air returns over the weekend with another big storm moving through. Now, it looks like there could be some more snow with this. Could see anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of snow. Heavier amounts, though, look like they will fall farther to the south. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs near 7, northwest winds at around 5. Tonight's cloudy, low of 1 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of snow, highs near 11. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 10 above. Friday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of afternoon snow, highs in the mid-20s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, highs mid-20s. Sunday, mostly sunny and cold, highs near 10 above. Looking ahead for Monday, partly sunny. We'll have a high near 10 above.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Blacksmithing is a great way to make one-of-a-kind tools needed on a homestead. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's an age-old craft that, once learned, will mean endless possibilities as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast.
In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Years ago, my husband took a one-day blacksmithing class and made a triangle dinner bell. He did a great job, but told me I couldn't use it to call him for supper. Gary Kalagian owns a blacksmithing business in New Hampshire and also teaches classes on the craft. He says there are a few things every blacksmith needs for the process.
The first tool is a tool to get the metal hot. That would be the forge or furnace. One needs an anvil, that beefy block of iron that the hot bars rests on and that's used to back up the hammer blows. And then there's a host of hand tools that are needed. Of course, one needs hammers and tongs. Those are the primary hand tools.
Once the fire is lit in the forge, a blower or other type of forced air blast is needed to get the fire red hot. The forging temperature range for the tools he makes is from 1,000 degrees on the low end up to about 2,300 degrees. Kalagian says you can tell what the temperature is by the color of the metal bar as it's being heated.
The bar starts to assume a glow at about 1,000 degrees, and it goes from a very faint, dull red kind of a faint and a medium cherry to orange and then yellow. And as it starts to approach the top of the forging range, it almost looks like it's white hot.
When the bar is pulled out of the fire, it's very malleable. It's rested on the anvil and pounded into the desired shape. But as the metal cools, it loses the glow of heat. So when the color is gone, it's time to stop hammering. If you need to keep working it, just slip it back into the forge. Learn more about blacksmithing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new front opening in a trade war as President Trump announced 25% tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum.
The American Iron and Steel Institute